Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyberworld from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen. We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4. Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. This week.
At last, the tables have turned. Those Earth brats can never thwart my plans again.
Let us out!
Come on!
You got that right, boss.
Let us out of here!
Nothing can stop me from ruling cyberspace now.
Warning. Fuel. Warning.
Something might stop us, boss.
Almost empty! How can that be? I thought you filled up the Reeker before we left.
The lead was supposed to.
Boss was supposed to.
No, you were supposed to.
No, that's not true.
I said you were supposed to.
It was you!
Warning.
Where are we?
I don't know. I've never been here before.
Maybe that's a good thing?
Let's find a fuel station. Must be one around here somewhere.
Buzz!
Hey, Buzz!
What?
You better check the connection. I think it's loose.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong here.
Looks loose to me.
Yeah, why don't you check again?
Come on!
Got it! Thanks, old pal!
Oh, boy.
I'm kind of scared, boss. How about you?
Don't be ridiculous. The Hacker is never afraid.
What about that time we were on that island and that pirate ghost?
No, remind me.
Fuel!
Anything?
Nothing.
No power.
No signal for the squack either. Still nothing.
What is this place? How are we gonna get home?
Don't worry, Nezzy. We'll find a way.
Oh, I hope so. And don't call me Nezzy.
Doesn't look like anyone lives here.
It looks like they did once.
What? Empty?
What are we gonna do, boss?
Do I have to think of everything?
I have an idea. Let's ask the kids for help. Yeah.
What? For a second, I thought you said we should ask those Earth brats for help.
Well, they are smart.
Compared to you, yes.
Maybe if we all work together, we can come up with a way out of here.
What was that? You go first.
Gloop.
Buzz, what are you doing here?
Glad you asked. You see, I don't know how it happened, but the Earth Brats escaped.
Escaped?
no one here either.
Hello! Anybody here?
It's like a ghost town.
The ghosts must do a lot of walking, because these don't work.
Whoever lived here was pumping something out of the ground.
Freeze! You bother some bird?
Hey!
Got him, boss.
Hey, let him go.
And we should do that?
Why?
Because we're all stuck here, that's why. You need us.
The hacker only needs the hacker.
What about us, boss?
Yeah, what about us?
Look, we're wasting time. You need fuel to start the Reeker, right?
We already looked. There is none.
Maybe you missed something.
Highly unlikely.
I say we split up. We can cover more ground that way.
I'm beginning to think we're not alone here. Wherever here is...
Yikes! What is that?
A bunkie!
I've never seen one in person, only in pictures.
A bunkie?
Half monkey, half bunny, but all sorts of cute!
Aww. She is cute. But this is no time for bunkies. We need to search for fuel.
Excuse me. I give the orders to Buzz and Elite, not you. We need to search for fuel. I say we go that way.
Great. We'll go this way.
Finally, someone else is here.
Huh? Who are you?
Ted, and you are?
We're the Cyber Squad. Not him, or him, and especially not him.
The Cyber Squad?
We help Motherboard stop Hacker from doing bad things in cyberspace.
The Hacker to you.
I'm a little confused. If you do bad things and you stop him from doing bad things, what are you all doing here together?
The Grim Reaker, my superior cybership, ran out of fuel.
If it's fuel you're looking for, you've come to the wrong site. Yeah, we don't have any left.
So let me get this straight. You don't have any power?
None. Electricity? Nope, not even a little.
And no way to contact anyone else?
Bingo.
So there's nobody here but you? Sounds nice.
Well, I do have Tom-Tom. Come here, boy.
What is that?
Greeny fruit. They grow wild not too far from here. The bunkies love them. All right, there you go. Fresh from my garden. You must be starving.
Come. Mmm, delicious.
So what do you do all day?
Oh, I keep busy. Attend my garden, paint, work on my timeline.
Wow, you painted this?
I did, to record and remind everyone of the important events in our site's history.
But who's everyone?
The others who used to live here. They'll be back. Someday.
How do you know?
When there's a reason, they'll return. I just need to find it.
How come you're the only one left?
Ooh, it's a long story, Inez. But since you asked, here, let me show you.
Come on, boys. It's story time.
I'm not interested. There must be a way off this site, and I'm gonna find it.
But, boss...
Buzz, delete now.
Thanks for lunch.
So, while no one knows exactly when this site came to be, we do know around 200 million years ago, animals roamed the land and plants grew everywhere.
We had dinosaurs back then.
Eventually, the animals disappeared.
Where did they all go?
They became extinct. Died off. Here. 100 million years later, our site was covered with water by a huge flood. The mud and sediment from the flood covered the remains of the plants and animals. 50 million years later, they turned into something very surprising.
What was so surprising?
Millions and millions of years went by. Then, about 100 years ago, an explorer named Frixie Eckard showed up. She didn't really know what she was looking for, but she and those who came with her knew they had found a cyber site no one else had ever been to. And they found something else, too. She called it Frixite and named the site Eckardia after herself. I'm proud to say, Frixie was my great-grandma.
Incredible! Awesome.
She's the reason I stayed. I'm hoping to bring Eckardia back to life in her honor.
Back to life?
So, 5 years after Grandma Frixie's discovery, about 95 years ago, others found out about Frixite and came here from all over cyberspace. They pumped the Frixite out of the ground as fast as they could.
Wait, time out. What exactly is Frixite?
An extraordinary fuel that powered everything. We used it to heat homes, turn on lights, run vehicles, and everyone thought the supply was endless. And it seemed to be for a long, long time.
So what went wrong?
10 years ago, the wells began to dry up. It was clear then that Frixite was a non-renewable resource.
Non-renewable?
A natural resource that exists in a fixed amount. That means there's only so much of it, and it can't be replaced for a really, really long time.
Like millions of years.
Exactly. But nobody believed it until all the Frixite was gone. And sure enough, by 5 years ago, it was all gone. And so was everyone else.
How sad.
Except you.
Yeah, except me. I know the others will come back, even without Frixite. I just need to find a way. Hey, I love you too, buddy.
There must be a way out. I must think.
Well, we could wait till everyone comes back here, and then...
That could take forever! Huh. Moe's General Store. Let's see what's inside.
Yeah!
Gilmore, Gilmore!
It's just Moe, boss.
Darn it.
Another funky!
Delete! Oh, I deserve so much better.
And more greenies.
These bunkies make me so happy.
The only thing that'll make me happy is getting out of here.
Hey! Boss, I found something. It's not the same color, but it's kind of like what came out of the fuel pump back there.
Oh. Feels oily. Could it work? That's enough. See if it starts.
Nothing.
Try again.
Huh?
Gather the greenies! We're going home!
Still nothing.
I wish there was something we could do to help you.
I wish there was something I could do to get you home.
The Reaper!
They're leaving!
What?
How did he get the Reaper off the ground?
He must have found fuel somewhere.
That's not possible.
Maybe we should go back, Borscht. It's not nice to leave them there.
I didn't get to be the most feared villain in cyberspace by being nice.
Warning. Fuel.
Not again!
Warning.
I know what you're thinking. That was a mean and thoughtless act.
That's pretty close.
But the truth is, I was just running a little test.
Test? What kind of test? Where did you find fuel?
Well, you see, the inside of the greenies, when you smoosh the pits, oily stuff comes out. And the oily stuff works as fuel, like what used to come out of the pumps.
What? I don't believe it.
The Reaker did get off the ground.
Excellent observation. And I, the hacker, made the discovery.
Actually, I did.
Sip it.
I never imagined greenies could be used as fuel.
Well, it worked for the Reaker.
Maybe they can power up Acardia, too. Or at least some of it.
Just think, Ted. Maybe there are enough greenies to make everything work again. Vehicles, lights, electricity, everything you need.
With enough to spare to allow yours truly to depart Acardia in peace.
It's worth a try.
Hold on. The greenies are a natural resource just like Frixite, right? Both come from nature.
Right, so?
So, we saw in Ted's timeline that Frixite is non-renewable. It takes millions of years to form. No one could ever wait long enough for it to come back.
And we don't want to make the same mistake with the greenies.
Ted, how often do the greenie fruits grow?
Once a year.
Okay, perfect. That makes them a renewable resource, because they grow back quickly.
The question is, are there enough greenies to fuel this entire site?
And feed the bunkies?
Well, we have fields and fields of them. There should be enough.
Okay, let's try to power up the radio tower first. Then maybe we can reach Motherboard.
We'll have to work together to get enough greeny oil for that.
Work together with you Earth brats! Never!
Boss, we have to help if we're ever going to get out of here.
Oh, fine.
Yes!
Oh. Gotcha!
Yep!
Oh, squeezing the oil from the pits takes forever.
We'd need more of us to go any faster. Like, twice as many of us.
Yeah, we could double the amount of greenies we squeeze.
Excuse me?
Ditch, you're genius!
By composting the leftovers, we can help even more greenies grow. I can't believe we did this!
Teamwork is a beautiful thing.
Where's Hacker?
We done yet?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to work. I know it is.
The radio tower tank is full.
Wow. I have been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Let's go for it.
This is for you, Grandma Frixie.
We have power!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
And I have a signal!
We did it!
Yeah!
Yes!
Almost full!
I'll go get the kids!
Wait! No!
Let's go, everyone! The Reeker's ready to take off!
No thank you.
But how will you get home?
I got through the motherboard. She'll send us a portal.
Oh, well, don't tell the boss I said this, but thanks. We wouldn't be leaving without your help.
Well, it took all of us to get the job done, Buzz.
Ah, see you, Tom-Tom.
Come on, you bumbling bot! We're going!
Say bye!
Hurry, Buzzy!
I'm coming, Geeky!
This is an important day in the history of Acardia.
It's a day we'll never forget, that's for sure.
Now that you can power up your site, I bet your friends will be back in no time.
It may take a while, but I think you're right.
Our ride is here!
Aw, take care, Tom-Tom. See you!
Bye, Ted! You're welcome back anytime! Let's go, Tom-Tom. We have a future to figure out. So, a year ago, our pals Jackie, Matt, Inez, Digit, Buzz, and Delete, oh, and Hacker, discovered and helped harvest the first crop of greeny oil. It's a renewable resource because it keeps growing. But just because it's renewable doesn't mean we can waste it.
We need to make sure there's enough.
For us and the bunkies.
Exactly. So I've been checking out other things we can do, like building windmills and using the power of the sun. All renewable sources of energy. All for a new Acardia. Yeah!
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
It is so good to be home.
Ooh. What's that smelly smell? Who left this open?
I think there's a monster in there with the body of a rotten watermelon and the face of a half-eaten bologna sandwich. Yuck. Oh, man. There's a sale of all your shoes. How can this electricity bill be so high? I was gone for a month. I don't understand. I go away to visit with Mother Nature and come back to a stinky refrigerator and an electricity bill that I don't deserve. Come in. Come in. Oh, hi, Courtney.
I heard you shrieking. I guess the trip didn't go so well. I hope these welcome home cookies make you feel better.
Oh, thank you. No, the trip was great, but I got back from the jungle to find that a jungle was growing in my refrigerator and an electricity bill that's higher than ever, and I don't know why.
Let's see if we can figure this out. When you found the rotting fruit in the fridge, was it on or off?
On.
Door open or closed?
Open.
All of the lights are on?
I left them on to scare away the lions.
Have you ever found a lion in here?
No. See? It works.
Uncle Harry, the reason your electricity bill is so high is because you left the refrigerator door open, and then the refrigerator motor kept trying to keep the food cold, but it couldn't because the door was open. And also, you left all the lights on while you were gone.
I guess the bill is correct.
It's not just about the bill. Almost all the electricity comes from burning gas, oil, and coal, which comes from deep underground. Gas, oil, and coal are non-renewable resources. Once they're used, they're gone.
Okay, then we'll just dig somewhere else.
We can try, but there's only so much oil and coal, and they will eventually run out. It's like this cookie. What if I want another cookie?
Okay, you can have another.
But what happens if I eat all the cookies and I still want more?
Oh, I get it. Once all the oil, gas, and coal are gone, there is no more. How can we fix it?
You can use less of the non-renewable resources. You can start by changing out those old-fashioned light bulbs for LED lights. They produce the same amount of brightness and use less electricity.
Amazing. What else?
Only use the air conditioning when you need it. And don't forget to keep the fridge door closed.
Hey, last month my bill was $200 and it went down to $100. I saved $100.
And you helped conserve some of the Earth's non-renewable resources.
Courtney, you are my best resource.